I would like to play one of our chapter of the year entrances. They'll be replayed at the banquet, but we want you to be able to hear them a couple of times. So we're going to play the first one. And while that's happening, we're going to ask Margie Donovan and Kathy Whitaker to get ready to present a couple of awards. And so we could maybe get them unmuted while we're playing the chapter of the year. Who has that? Is that this?
I have that.
Thank you so much.
So we're starting with number one. Is that right?
Correct. That's okay. A great place to start.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Here we go.
This is President Patty from Bayview Chapter. As in CCB, many of our members are older. Some of our members were taught and mentored by some of the great leaders and founders of CCB, and we hope to gain younger folks by sharing fun and enlightening activities with others. We focus on advocacy, and because one of our members fell over a scooter, she worked very hard to bring attention to scooter safety. We value our members, and we want each to be strengthened and to achieve their potential while working to support the efforts of our state CCB to promote the good of all.
Okay, thank you so much. And do we have Margie and Kathy, Natalie?
Margie's
yes, ma'am.
Here.
Yep, they both can talk.
Great, go ahead.
And Kathy is here.
Kathy, did you get my earlier email about the presentation today?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the afternoon session. And Kathy and, I'm sorry, Richard Retta served on the CCB Awards Committee. I chaired it. And, you know, picking people for awards is not always easy. We are here today to present two Hall of Fame awards. And I'm going to ask Kathy if you would present yours first, please. And, oh, let me say one more thing. I'm sorry, Kathy. When you hear your name, if you are the recipient, please raise your hand so our Zoom host can find you, and you will have no more than 2 minutes to express your gratitude. Thank you.
Our first Hall of Fame recipient is Christy Crispin. She has been a member passionately and made significant contributions to CCB services, advocacy, and mental health support services for people who are blind and who have low vision. Her leadership has spanned several roles over the years, including CCB Board of CCB board member, chair of the scholarship committee, president of Diabetics in Action, and other activities on the local level as well. Her leadership has also impacted students, as well as veterans and Department of Rehabilitation consumers. As the Ellen Murphy Fund chair, she has helped to strengthen the protocols to support single women who are in crisis and live in California. I would like to read the plaque for Christy. 2025 CCB Hall of Fame Award is presented to Christy Crispin, who is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for 54 years of unwavering dedication and significant contributions for services, advocacy, and mental health supports for people who are blind and who have low vision. Her voice and vision have helped raise consciousness and compassion within the organization. Congratulations, Christy.
And can Christy unmute?
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm shocked and I'm very pleased. I love helping people have better lives who live with blindness and low vision. And advocacy is what we need to do. And I believe that with CCB strengthening, we can do. And thank you so much for your confidence in me. And wow, thank you. And Ed didn't tell me.
And it's well deserved.
Very well deserved. Yes. Congratulations, Christy. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
In full disclosure, go ahead, Kathy. Finish up.
I would actually have a second Hall of Fame award to award this afternoon as well. That is to actually Margie Donovan, an advocate for over 44 years in CCB. She has advocated through legislative and legal channels in support of the rights of guide dog users. She has been passionate about the ability of parents who are blind raising children and their ability to thrive. And Margie has actively supported audio description, especially in live performances. So her steadfast commitment to inclusion and justice continues to benefit generations. So happy to provide the 2025 CCB Hall of Fame Award presented to Margie Donovan, who is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for 44 years of dedicated service advocacy within CCB, a powerful voice through legislative and legal channels. Her contributions have significantly contributed to guide dog users, blind parents and their families, and expansion of audio description in live theater. Congratulations, Margie.
Yes.
I don't know.
And this is a surprise to Margie.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I have a very sneaky committee. Thank you. I'm really, really touched. And it's not fair to do it before I have to present my next award. But the council means a heck of a lot to me. We've had our challenges. Why my heart has been here. This council put me on my feet as a high school student. This council has got me through a lot, and all I care about is giving back. And I will not have Kathy and Richard on my committee if I'm appointed next year. They're sneaky. Thank you so much, and thank you, CCB. In full disclosure, this next award, if I can pull it together, I'm so sorry. This next award, in full disclosure, the recipient is not aware they're receiving it. Here we go. 2025 Hall of Fame Award presented to Catherine Schmidt Whitaker.
Well, you do have a sneaking committee.
Sorry. In recognition of over 30 years of devoted service and leadership in the California Council of the Blind, Catherine has, lasting contributions through her work on the Personnel Publication Phoenix and Scholarship Committees. Her insight helped guide organizational strategy, elevate member communications, and recognize excellence within the blind and low vision community. Kathy's unwavering commitment and collaborated spirit have been instrumental in advancing CCB's mission and empowering individuals who are blind or have low vision across California. Kathy, congratulations.
Wow, thank you very much. I am humbled and surprised as well. I joined CCB as a college student. And I felt support and resonated and believe in the power and the mission and values of people of empowerment for people who are blind and low vision, and what CCB stands for. And I've tried to make contributions in ways that I can could over the years, and will continue to do so. And thank everyone for for their support and for this recognition. And I encourage others to get involved. And even if you feel you can do a little can make a difference. We can all, each of us can make a difference in terms of the growth and spirit for people who are blind and low vision. Thank you.
Thank you,
again,
Kathy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Margie. Congratulations.
And I just would like to close with saying, honestly, I didn't know this was happening. I said last year and I said this year, when I'm chair, you cannot nominate me. And Kathy didn't know this was happening. We had to do it this afternoon because she's going off on an anniversary trip. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Richard. And we will have more at the banquet. Thank you, Regina.
Okay.